I'm with Martin Gubtil. Martin, what have your impressions been of the tournament so far? You're playing for the Guyana Amazon Warriors. What have you thought of it?
It's been a hell of a lot of fun so far. I think everyone's gotten behind it really well, and the crowds have been fantastic, and everyone's really getting in behind it, and everyone's having a great time. So it's at the moment, I think everyone's, you know, thumbs up so far.
In terms of the noise, the colour, the excitement, how has the tournament been? I mean, have you really enjoyed the experience?
Yeah, I've absolutely loved it. It's been great atmospheres with the crowds everywhere. You know, we've had packed houses pretty much everywhere we've been. So I think everyone's loved it and gotten behind it. And I think for next year it's going to be a great tournament again.
What's it like to share a dressing room with the likes of Hafiz, Sawan, Curtly Ambrose, the coach? What's it like?
It's pretty cool, to be honest. It's you watch these guys around the world and you never meet them before, and then you come in together in the same team, and such nice guys, and you just seem to get along with them really well, and just gel as a team pretty quickly. So it's been fantastic.
And Sunil Narine as well. Now tell me, have you learnt any tricks while you've been in the dressing room? Any of these guys' little skills?
I've only faced him once in the nets, and he was only bowling off spin, so I don't know what's going to happen when he comes to New Zealand later this year. So we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Now, Sir Richard Hadlee in the last few days has said that New Zealand need more international cricket. Something like the CPL, which obviously puts you on the global stage as players yourself, James Franklin, Ross Taylor, could that actually help in that regard? And is he right?
Yeah, I guess I think from what I read, it was more Test cricket than anything else. So, we're struggling a little bit in the Test game at the moment, and the only way to get better is to play more Tests. So, hopefully, that can come in the next few years, and we can keep developing as a team. And who knows where it can go from there?
But is this a chance to put yourselves as New Zealand players in the shop window, if you like, and sell yourselves a little bit?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And we've had a reasonably successful tournament, James and myself. So it puts us out there a little bit, and hopefully people take notice, and then just see where it goes from there. Really, it's just about coming over and having a bit of fun.
An amazing win for the Amazon Warriors here. Can you go the distance?
I definitely think we can. We just showed tonight, we chased a pretty decent total on a good track, and we got down to the right to the last ball, and we came through. So the spirit's good in the camp at the moment, and hopefully we can take that through to into the semi-finals, and then hopefully the final.
And of course, you've got the West Indies coming to New Zealand at the back end of this this year. Again, are you learning any little tricks here ahead of that tour?
Trying to pick up a few things. Mainly trying to help out the guys when we get back, if it was facing Sunil Narine, but having only faced him once, it gets a bit hard. But I'm trying to watch when he bowls, how he does it and things like that, but it's pretty hard to pick it up. So I'm trying, and hopefully I can pick a few things up before I go home.
You mentioned next year. Would you like to come back?
I'd love to. It all depends on the scheduling of New Zealand's future tours and when they're going to schedule the CPL. So hopefully there's a gap in our schedule next year, and I'll be able to come back and play some more cricket.